Thanks very much, Pam. And our special guest today is Mr. Peter Christopher, who is from and director of the Clippership City of Adelaide. Peter, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bob.
Now, the last time I spoke to you, I actually came down to see you, and that was a lot of fun. What's been happening over the last 2 months or so?
Okay, we're continuing to do work on the ship. I suppose the most visible thing to people is that we now have the replica coat of arms mounted on the stern of the vessel. That was officially unveiled by the Lord Mayor on the 15th of October, and looks magnificent.
So what does that mean now, then?
Okay, when you look at the very back end of the ship, right at the top, there are four windows, two either side, and right in the centre of it is a very large coat of arms made up of a shield in the centre and a kangaroo and a lion in full colour. It's in rough figures about a metre across. And it was a replica of what was actually on the ship in 1864. So it looks very dramatic, and it just lifts the ship so much. It's really, really worth having a look at.
Now, I hear you've got students scrambling all over the ship at present. Why is that?
This is International Volunteers Week, and Ocean View College have got a large group of nine-year students who are helping us out. Ocean View is obviously based down in that area. What the students are doing they're cleaning out the bilges inside the ship. So they've taken out nearly 100 bucket loads of corroded iron, you know, centuries of debris and stuff like that. So it's looking really, really clean. That's helping us inside. They're helping us with some of our displays. They're carrying out a photo mosaic, and they're helping us at the information centre as well. So it's a great help. And when you actually look at the dozen or 14 students that are there at any given time, and you multiply that by 5 hours of effort a day, it's a huge number of hours being put into the ship.
That's very worthwhile, isn't it?
Yeah, very much. We appreciate it.
Now, you were saying before we went on air that there's some limited access issues now, just at present.
Yep. Dock 1 has been sold off by government for development, and the developers have actually started work. So yesterday they started putting the fencing up, and so the western access to Dock 1, even pedestrian access, is now temporarily blocked for a few weeks. The only access to Dock 1 is off Warworth Street, which is at the very eastern end of Dock 1. And that's, in a sense, the official entry anyway, and cars can still drive on and park next to the ship. But instead of being able to walk up to it from all different directions, the only way in now is off Warworth Street. And that's a bit limiting, of course. And once the fencing is up, and that'll be pretty well finished by the end of today, then the developers will start with the construction work actually on the dock itself as they pull up the existing surface and start putting foundations down for the new buildings that are going up.
Now, coming up to Christmas, it should be a fairly busy time for you, I would have thought, because it's an ideal attraction to come down with your children or your grandchildren, if you're a carer or grandparent or parent, and bring the kids down and scramble all over the ship. It's just, it's massive, isn't it?
It's a huge ship. It was homed up to 300 passengers a journey, so very, very large. It was the Queen Mary 2 of its day. There's lots to see for adults and kids. The tours are still underway. Despite the restricted access, and in fact almost because of the restricted access, we'd actually want to encourage more people to come down, because in many ways a lot of the walk-up traffic that we'd get from people just strolling along the dock will now get to the fence and not be able to get to us. So we're very keen to encourage more people to come down and visit us. And we have attractions there which are for adults and for kids as well. Early in the new year, we're releasing a brand new activity book for kids aimed at 5 to 10-year-olds. And so that'll be something to not only for the kids to enjoy, but for parents and grandparents to buy for the kids, and so they continue learning about the ship and the experience.
Now, what about advancement work inside the hull? Because you've, when I was there, you're working on two things. Firstly, setting up locations or sites of the various activities that the ship provided, whether it was a hospital or what, a training ship, a military training ship. How's that work undertaking going?
We're making progress on both areas. In respect to, for example, the hospital bed, we were having discussions as recently as today, trying to get some old material out of the Royal Adelaide Hospital that might actually help us enhance our hospital display with inside the ship. We don't need much, but we need a few bits. In terms of the opposite end of the ship at the stern, we've got the saloon area where the first class cabins were up above. That work is really, really going ahead. The ironwork is being cleaned up. It's had its initial coat of undercoat paint, and in one section of it, we've already got the original colour paint. Some of your listeners may be familiar with it. It's a colour called Eau de Nil, which means water of the Nile in French, and that was the original colour. So we've even started that painting. The timber decking we need to do the repairs on that deck has been ordered. Some of it has arrived. We expect the next lot to arrive within the next 2 to 3 weeks. So the work on that deck will be completed, or certainly started early next year. And then in coming months, once that's done, we'd then look at the cabins and other work that's going on. So there's very, very significant work occurring within the ship. And it's work that people can see underway. People actually enjoy not just seeing the ship itself, but actually looking at the activity that's actually going on. Even today, we've had people doing tours, and they've it's always nice to watch somebody else doing the work, but they've actually had lots of students doing lots of work, but they've actually just enjoyed not just the information about the ship and what it did, but actually looking at the various work that the students are actually undertaking today.
And it's not just a shell, is it? Because inside, there's some great memorabilia in there. It's quite a museum of the period.
It's a very intact ship. The hull is completely intact, as are the decks. And what we have is mounted displays. And you mentioned the military aspect. In 1923, the ship was bought by the Royal Navy and renamed the HMS Carrick and had 4 anti-aircraft guns mounted on its decks. While we don't have guns mounted on top, what we do have is a display inside featuring a certificate awarded to Bob Brown, who in 1942 was awarded his gunnery competency certificate aboard the ship. We also have, for example, a Bickford's display. In 1864, Anne Bickford, who had a pharmacy in Hindley Street in Adelaide, imported 3 casks of lime cordial into Adelaide on the City of Adelaide aboard the ship, and some 10 years later, the Bickford Soft Drink Company was established. But in 1864, Anne Bickford ran a pharmacy. Now, with the help of Bickford's, we've actually established a display inside the ship to recognise that. And there are a number of other displays representing different eras. We've got small examples of wheat, wool and copper that the ship carried as part of its cargo. We've got a large photographic display of different elements of what the ship did over its life. There's a great photo of the ship together with the Nelsonby taken in Port Augusta, where the Nelsonby had towed the City of Adelaide into Port Augusta back in 1884. So there's lots of interesting things to see. And for the little kids, I must say, we've got little rats hidden all through the ship, little rats and big rats. And so for the youngsters, they actually enjoy running around, looking around, trying to find these rats, counting them, that type of thing. So there's a range of activities from the frivolous to the kids, right up to really interesting historical information.
Our guest today is Mr. Peter Christopher from the Clipper Ship, City of Adelaide. Peter, what's the future for the Clipper Ship and Dock 2?
Okay. Well, currently we're at Dock 1 on a barge, and we're limited as to what we can do because we're on a barge. We do tours at least 3 times a day at 10, 12 and 2 every day, but we're limited as to what we can do on the ship. The government announced that they want to make Dock 2 a maritime precinct to house not only the City of Adelaide but other ships. There are negotiations underway. It'd be fair to say we've still got some way to go on that. The government, through its advisers, are looking at certain plans. We want a lot more certainty about how that's going to develop before we can say we're happy with it. But certainly Dock 2, under the right circumstances, could actually be made to work. but we still have some work to do with government in relation to that. But the if a FAC.2 then can be made into a seaport village, we're looking at doing that in conjunction with not just maritime activities, ancient maritime activities, but we're currently discussing even with the fishing industry, having a fish market there, for example. So it'll be a buzz of activity, much like what's occurred in Sydney. So we'll have a seaport village. It's a bit like a maritime version of Sovereign Hill in Ballarat, and also other activity to do with fishing there. And while we're making progress on that issue, I wouldn't want to say at this stage the issue is resolved as negotiations and discussions continue with government.
But at this stage, if you come down to look at the clipper ship, there still are a lot of other things that are going on the area of Port Adelaide, aren't there? The Maritime Museum and all sorts of things.
There's a lot to see. There's the Maritime Museum, the Aviation Museum, the Rail Museum, endless coffee shops and pubs and places to eat at, the lighthouse. It's a beautiful area. Port Adelaide Semaphore, lots to see. It's a great attraction. Certainly with the tour down under going down there in January, we're very keen to have the ship taken to another level, ready to receive many people who come down to the port for that. We're hoping to sort out the temporary restrictions that are in place well before that.
Yes.
So there's lots to see at the moment, but I suspect we'll be on the temporary location maybe for another 2 years. We will move the ship a short distance in the next few weeks, because we have to move it beyond where the development work is occurring so that it opens up proper access to the ship, which is, for the next few weeks, a bit limited in terms of the pedestrian access. But that's only a move of a couple of hundred metres closer towards the lighthouse. So there's a lot to see now. There will continue to be a lot to see for the next couple of years. And if we can get the ship onto a proper seaport village and develop that in the way we would like to, that would just be such a magnificent attraction for South Australia.
Mm. So, Peter, in conclusion, when are you open?
We're open 7 days a week. We do public tours at 10, 12 and 2. People don't need to book. They can just simply turn up. They're $20 a person or $30 a family. We also do additional tours for groups by arrangement, pretty well any time that suits the groups. We get quite a lot of those. We get Probus, Rotary, school groups, others who come in regularly, even ghost tours at night. So there's a whole range of things we do, but 10, 12 and 2 every day, people can just simply rock up to the ship and do a tour.
Right. And if you want more information on the web?
Two places, the website cityofadelaide.org.au or our Facebook page is Clipper Ship City of Adelaide.
Peter, thank you very much for coming in and sharing us with your time. And I suppose it's getting that sort of time where I should wish you all the very best for Christmas.
Thank you, and the same to you.